Even I can't read it. And I'm going to make sure it's all done. Stand with me as we go to the book of Psalms. Thank the Lord for the precious word of God. Amen. Brother Mike did a great job teaching covenant today. Covenant. The Lord is a God of covenant. Thank the Lord. And I'm thankful we have that assurance. We have that awareness of what the Lord does for us and how he establishes his word. His word's forever settled. Thank God. There's not going to be a, I forgot that part. You know, we forget, but does God forget? No. And I'm thankful that we know his power and his blessing. Psalm 145, just one verse there, verse 13. Let's read it together as we put our trust in the Lord. Praise God. All right, reading verse 13, thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Oh, man, an everlasting kingdom, one that endures throughout all generations. Praise God. Amen. It'd be easy to preach a number of things here, Brother Levi. But dominion, dominion. Oh, I'm glad we serve a God who has dominion. He knows what dominion is. He fulfills dominion. He brings dominion. Ah, let's worship him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mighty God, mighty God. Loboshike andondoromoya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you. My eye caught that that aspect of endureth and I started to connect the other aspects of what the Lord endures. His truth endures to all generations. Praise God. His mercy endures. His mercy is everlasting. His goodness endures. His righteousness endures. Praise God. His word is going to endure. It's not going to pass away. And we say in confidence all of those aspects of the Word of God, and you take the time to look them up. There are scriptures that go with each of those statements because he is the everlasting Father. Amen. He is the mighty God. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the one who is wonderful, Counselor. Praise God. I'm thankful that's who we serve. That's who we call upon. Amen. Psalm 8. Makes reference to the dominion that the Lord has brought to us as his creation and the creation that the Son of Man has, or dominion rather, that the Son of Man has over all things. And it's a repetition. Psalm 8, 6 and 7 and 8 is a repetition of what the Lord said in Genesis chapter 1 when he spoke the creation into existence. And then he created man, the special touch that God put upon man, the special effort that he made to bring him into existence, and then declared there's dominion that he is going to have. Thank God that the Lord would provide that kind of dominion and blessing and strength. Now, there's a purpose for that dominion. And there's a direction for that dominion that I want to get to as we go along. But the Bible talks about the control that is to be in place of man over all other creation, the control of animals. James talks about a bridle and a bit in a horse's mouth, a small apparatus to control such a large animal. And James talks about a rudder on a ship, just a small portion of that ship, but yet it directs the way that it's to go. Yes. Amen. And by the way, it's a whole lot easier to change direction going forward than it is going backward. Keep going forward in the Lord. Keep going forward in the plan of God and the power of the Lord and how he is able to work in our lives. Amen. And in that control, James talks about controlling the tongue. You can't have a fountain with both fresh and salt water. It's going to be one or the other. And generally, if salt is mixed with fresh, it's going to overtake it. It's going to, there's not going to be the fresh water that'll be evident. No, the salt water is going to be evident. So he goes on to say, you can't have a tongue that is going to speak both blessing and cursing. And he says, the tongue can no man tame. So when James begins to narrow that down and the necessity of that effort coming forth for control, we understand why the Lord chose speaking in tongues to be the evidence of his presence and of his spirit. Praise God. And thank the Lord. The fact that no man can tame the tongue brings out the understanding that when the Spirit of God comes within us, the Spirit takes control of that tongue as we yield ourselves to him and we begin to speak in another language. Just like he prophesied, just like he promised, just like he said was going to come. We receive his dominion. It's a very simple thing. We acknowledge the fact that I'm not going to be in control. I'm surrendering my life to him. I'm giving myself to him. He's going to be king. He's the one in charge. He's the one in control. He's the one that has dominion. And so I give myself to him. Thank God. And the power of his spirit comes within us. Hallelujah. And young and old can receive it because the promise is unto you. Amen. But I thought about this this story in the scripture of Balaam on his way to prophesy. The king wanted him to come and prophesy against the people of God. He said, I can't do that. I can only say what the Lord is giving me to say. And it sounds real good on the surface. It sounds real good on the, you know, just the face value of it. But Balaam was intent on receiving the reward that the king was trying to bribe him with. The king was offering to him. And so he saddled his donkey, he put the bit in the donkey's mouth, and he got on his way. Except he didn't go his way. Three times the donkey turned aside. He went into a field off of the path. He went into a wall and bruised Balaam's foot, and then he fell down and he wouldn't get up. And Balaam is wondering, what in the world? He's yanking on that bridle. He's trying to get the donkey to respond, and finally the donkey did. But not in the way he thought. The donkey spoke to him. I wonder if Balaam thought, am I hearing things? Am I going crazy? Well, actually, he was going crazy. It's crazy to go against the things of God. It's crazy to go against the purpose and the plan of God. It's a whole lot better to just go along with what the Lord says in his word and as he speaks to you and directs you in his way. Amen. But Balaam ended up having a discussion with the donkey. My goodness. But what is amazing is the donkey was more spiritual than Balaam. Balaam's supposed to be a prophet. Balaam's supposed to be in touch with God. Balaam is supposed to be the voice for the Lord to the people of God. And here the donkey has to instruct him. The donkey has to correct him. The donkey has to show him the right way. He was rebuked for his wrongdoing, Peter wrote. A beast without speech who spoke with a man's voice and restrained the prophet's madness. See, riches can do that to you. Riches can make you myopic. Riches can give you tunnel vision. Riches can make you look at one thing only and forget everything else that's important, everything else that it needs to fall into place. And now, thank the Lord, it's Balaam's turn to fall down. And he fell flat on his face because he finally saw the angel that was blocking the way. He finally had spiritual awareness of the direction that he needed to go. Oh, God, help us to maintain our spiritual awareness, not to lose sight of what God has in mind for us, not to lose sight in what God wants to do, but to have dominion in all of the aspects of our walk with God and to serve Him and to exalt Him. Amen. It's often been said that leprosy is a type of sin. Leprosy is a situation that there was no cure, there was no answer, there was nothing that man could do to prevent it or to change it or to heal it. And I suppose as in that aspect, it is a type of sin, where there's no answer for sin other than Jesus Christ. There's no other way to become different, in spite of our New Year's resolutions, which have probably already gone by the wayside. In spite of us trying to turn over a new leaf, you know, not the leaf out here on the tree, the leaf of a page. You turn the page and you got something fresh to write on, something new with no marks, with no changes and so on. When you start afresh there, that's what that means. We can't do it on our own. We need the Lord. We need His strength. Amen. And thank God the Lord had the answer for leprosy. The 10 lepers that were cleansed, they stood afar off. They couldn't draw near to the Lord. It was a choir of misery, a choir that was crying out for compassion. And thank the Lord, the Christ who is over all heard them and did something, not just commiserate with them, not just so sympathy and empathy and words that would comfort. Thank God He directed them to a healing. He directed them to a change. He directed them to a new life. Praise God. And the power of the Lord that was displayed there as they went to show themselves to the priest. Now, that's a unique thing, because they only were going to the priest to show that they were cleansed, that they were healed. Never happened before, even though the provision was there in the book of Leviticus. It hadn't happened except for one man named Naaman, who was a Syrian, who I don't think even bothered to go to the priest. He was so excited about the healing that came his way by the prophet Elisha. Thank God that the Lord knows how to give the answer. The Lord knows how to magnify the work that He is able to do. Praise God. As they went to show themselves to the priest. Amen. Now, when you do that, you're supposed to offer a lamb. And thank the Lord, He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You offer that lamb, and then the priest would take some of that blood from that sacrifice, and he would touch the leper's right ear. He would put some on the leper's right thumb, if he had one. That disease was terrible. He would put some on the right big toe of that leper to show the cleansing. And then the priest would use the anointing oil in the same way. And the significance is there, and the change that would come to those individuals who were so afflicted and had nowhere to turn, no answer for their misery and their pain and the difficulties they went forth. I'm so thankful. The blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse our head and our hand and our foot. Amen. So what you think is cleansed. What you do is cleansed. Where you go is cleansed. Thank God for the power of the Lord to bring a change so that you can have dominion. Amen. You don't have to be subjected to those circumstances. Thank God for the power of the Lord. We can reject sin's dominion and receive the cleansing from the Lord, the blessings that He has brought forth. Those 10 men were on their way to the priest. One of them turned back and came to glorify the Lord, and God gave him even more. Oh, I'm so thankful that dominion means you don't have to be drugged down. Dominion means you don't have to be held back. Dominion means you don't have to suffer any longer, but you can move into the presence of God, who is going to give you more. There's going to be a greater blessing. There's going to be more power. There's going to be more that the Lord provides for you. Thank God for His goodness and His blessing. Power to think right and to do right and to walk right. Amen. That's the power that the Lord would give. So we reject sin's dominion. You see, I think that's why the Lord, when he said, come, let us reason together. What an incredible invitation. Come, let us reason together. More so than any professor that ever lived and is alive now. Come, let us reason together. The Lord could explain so much. The Lord can detail so much. The Lord could show so much. But he went right to the issue. He went right to the important aspect of our existence and our relationship with him. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins, oh, that's what he wants to deal with. That's what he wants to take care of. He wasn't saying, though your finances, or though your health, or though your emotions. No, all of that's important. God will deal with that. But he said, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Hallelujah. We have a reminder all the time in this winter season of what God can do and how God can minister and how God can provide. Hallelujah. And so Psalm 19, it's no wonder the psalmist would pray, cleanse me from secret faults. Cleanse me, Lord. Amen. And thank God there's a cleansing that the Lord would give. He goes right on in Psalm 19. Keep back thy servant from presumptuous sins. Those sins that we feel like we can step into with arrogance and pride and say, well, I'm above that. No. If you're going ahead with willful sins, there's something wrong. But the psalmist said, don't let them have dominion over me. Those secret faults, those presumptuous sins. Lord, let there be no dominion over me by those things, but only your dominion, only your power. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blessing of the Lord. Another psalmist would write, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Praise God. Those are parallel. Those are necessary. It wouldn't work if we were to be ordered in his word, our steps in his word, and we're dragging along a big burden of sin. We're carrying a whole load of baggage that is trying to drag us down and hold us back. No, order my steps in your word, Lord, and let me leave behind those things that would try to have dominion over me. Let me take dominion over those aspects and move into your presence and your power by your word so that I can know what it is to be blessed in your presence. Romans 6 and 14, sin shall not have dominion over you. It's not going to exert dominion. It's not going to be there any longer. Praise God. You're not under the law. There's a new covenant. Praise God. You are under grace. You are the subject of God's favor and mercy. You are moving in a new dimension, and you have dominion. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord that there would be that blessing. There would be that power. There would be that glory that the Lord would reveal as we step into his glory and presence. See, that's when the disciples, after his resurrection, after the glory and power, 40 days they had to talk to the Lord. And he's talking to them about things of the kingdom, things that were to come, and they asked the question, you going to restore the kingdom? There was a hopefulness. There was an expectation. You going to restore the kingdom? Not for you to know the time, but here's what I want you to know. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You see, the problem was there. That's why he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. You do this and you do that, but there's sin in you. Get the cart before the horse if the kingdom's restored, and you still don't have dominion over sin. You get it out of order if there's a kingdom and you can rule, but you can't even rule yourself. And there's sin that's there. No, he wanted them to understand, you're going to have power so that you have dominion, so that you are not ruled over, but you do the ruling, so that you are not controlled, but you do the controlling, so that you are not under sin, but you've overcome sin. Because that's the power that God wants to give and the dominion that he wants to give and the power that he wants to show. Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost that brings dominion. Hallelujah. And the strength of God. And sin shall not have dominion over you. Thank God. That power is there. That blessing is there. That strength is there. That glory is there because God does his work. Amen. Revelation sometimes is difficult to understand, but oh, I love to focus on what I do understand. Amen. And Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, he loved us. Let me just go through it quickly here. He loved us. He washed us in his own blood. There goes that dominion of sin. It's covered. It's gone. The remission of sin, praise God, has taken place. And as Jasmine took that step last night, as Jasmine chose to have that sin remitted, praise God, that caused her to come up out of that water and do a little leap because of what she felt and the power of God to be there. Oh, thank God that there would be that washing. There would be that cleansing. There would be that removal of the stain of sin. Thank God for the power of the Lord who loved us. He washed us in his own blood. He made us kings and priests. And that kingdom is going to come. That kingdom is going to be in place. There will be 1,000 years of peace upon this world when Satan is removed and Jesus is here. Hallelujah. And the power of God will be displayed for us. Praise God. He will fulfill his word because he doesn't like to leave us as he found us. He wants to change us, make us better, make us strong. Hallelujah. Amen. John wrote, he's the faithful witness. He's the first begotten of the dead. He's the prince of the kings of the earth. That's dominion. Thank God. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's how John wrote it. And the Lord's going to include us in his dominion now and forever. Praise God. Praise God. Now, what would you think? What would you think of someone who is an alcoholic for 27 years? What are the chances of him reversing that dominion? The bottle held him down. The bottle kept him from achieving his goals. The bottle kept him from having a family and so on. What would you think? The chance of him being able to take dominion. In those 27 years, 23 of them, he added drug addiction. Now, he not only has to struggle with dominion of the bottle, now he's got to struggle with dominion of drugs. And his life is heading down. 10.5 years in jail. There's a different kind of dominion. He's not in charge anymore. Not in control anymore. The slamming of the doors, the clicking of the locks, all of that stuff, that's controlling him now. The difficulties that are there, the problems that have arisen because he's given alcohol and drugs dominion in his life. How is it going to change? You know, I'm thankful to tell you, God has deliverance. The Lord knows how to bring a change. The Lord knows how to make a difference. The Lord knows how to bring dominion of his power and his spirit, thank God, into our lives. Amen. And that man received deliverance. That man received a change. Praise God. Amen. So that even the judge who sentenced him time and time again, even the judge who had to bring judgment upon that man because of his alcoholism, because of his drug addiction, because of a problem, and sentence him to 10.5 years of his life, you know, different times that he would come, different times that he would appear. Even that judge would say, Andy Nyman is living a life that is different from what I've seen him. Praise God. Praise God. But it wasn't the judge of the territory of Yukon that would make a difference. No, it was the one who wrote with his blood that new covenant, hallelujah, that was going to bring a change to Andy Nyman, that was going to set Andy Nyman free, that was going to bring him into a covenant that would change that dominion. And now, thank God, he is a pastor of a Pentecostal church in the Yukon territory. And God has made a difference. God has brought the change. God has shown that dominion. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his power. Thank God for his dominion. And that kingdom is where we enter. That kingdom is what we step into. Born into the kingdom. See, Jesus said, and he's talking to a religious man. He's talking to a man who knows a lot of things about covenant. He knows a lot of things from the Word of God. He's a ruler in Israel. He's established himself to understand. He comes with a compliment. Master, Rabbi, we know you're a teacher sent from God. The Lord didn't even engage in pleasantries. Didn't talk about the weather. Didn't say, how you doing? He said, you must be born again. What? How can a man, when he is old, enter into his mother's womb again? No, that's not what Jesus was talking about. He went a little further and explained it. You must be born of the water and of the Spirit, or you can't enter the kingdom of God. Well, what do you mean, Lord? And oh, thank God. The disciples didn't miss it. The disciples didn't ignore it. The disciples didn't foul it up. Born of the water is baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Born of the Spirit is receiving the Holy Ghost. Praise God. His dominion. His dominion. And we yield ourselves to him. Praise God. So that even our tongue shows that he is king. He is God. He has dominion. And we speak in a language that he gives. Hallelujah. Amen. It's amazing. It's incredible. 120 received it on the day of Pentecost, and then 3,000 more. And then 5,000 more. And then a great company of the priests. And then multitudes. They stopped counting. And the power of God displayed in tremendous ways. Hallelujah. And millions have been filled with that Spirit to this day. In fact, reports tell us that even in communist China, millions are filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, our God knows how to exert his dominion. Our God knows how to show his dominion. Amen. Amen. And the forces of darkness that we see arising now, and the situations that we see coming forth, and we're a bit alarmed and a bit concerned, and rightly so. But understand, you rise up with the dominion that God has given you. Amen. And let it start on the inside. Again, that's how the Lord looked at it. You're going to restore the kingdom? No, the kingdom is going to be in you. The Spirit of God in you, because it doesn't make sense to have dominion in the natural realm when you don't have dominion in the spiritual realm. No, that's where it starts, the spiritual realm. Praise God. And then you take dominion in the other area. Stand with me now, please. Praise God. Oh, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Our God, our God, our God has a kingdom that endures forever. Our God takes dominion. Yes. And it's not a tug of war. It's not the Lord claiming dominion and the devil rising up and saying, no, that's mine. You don't have a right to that. You haven't paid for that. Give it back. Nor is it with society, with culture, with government, with whatever. No, remember, the government's on his shoulder. None of those things are going to take his dominion from him. Praise God. He is going to exercise that dominion. And that's what we've got to understand and step in and step under and ask God, I need your dominion more than ever, Lord. And what we see coming on this world, what we see happening in our society, Lord, I need your dominion. Praise God. Can you raise your hand and ask the Lord for that right now?